We had been hearing big rumblings about a major economic development opportunity that was coming Michigan's way. We saw the legislature with only a few days to work rush through some new legislation that will create incentive plans and an infrastructure for delivering those. And a lot of debate about that. It got bipartisan support, and now we are learning more about this mysterious project. We welcome in Mike Lee for our weekly visit with our friends at Crane's Detroit Business. And Mike, good morning to you. We were apparently this was all about General Motors.
That's part of the talk. There are supposedly three projects in the works that the state is looking to bid on and create this new mechanism to essentially write checks to big companies to build plants here. As you said, the legislation was fast-tracked through the legislature last week. There's a lot that is still to be decided. One of those things that's still to be decided is the amount, the dollar amount that will be put into this fund for preparing sites and other economic development issues. It's going to be a big number because the state is flush with cash from federal rescue money. On Friday, it came out that one of the projects that is the subject of all this flurry in Lansing is a potential plan by General Motors. They're looking at building an EV battery plant at their plant in Lansing in Delta Township, spending $2.5 billion to build that. That would be the total investment. It's become a big deal, and the fire was lit under the legislators' feet when Ford announced its massive EV investment in Kentucky and Tennessee. Didn't even really consider Michigan its home state for those. It's important. Automakers generally are pouring huge amounts of money into electric vehicles, as we know. And electric vehicles don't have all the same parts as an internal combustion engine. In fact, right. They have a whole lot fewer parts. So there's concern that this is all going to be new investment. It's going to pass Michigan by, and as the internal combustion engine goes away, so do all those jobs that are associated with it.
Well, right, because, I mean, if we can look at this in the brightest light, this plant ultimately will replace the Delta Township Assembly Plant that has been there, right? I mean, because a lot of these plants that are now producing vehicles with the internal combustion engine must be replaced at some point, or they're going to have to go through significant retooling. I mean, one of the problems with this, obviously, is that they keep saying that this will be different than the money tree that they created in the past under the Granholm mm-hmm. administration, where we saw a lot of perpetual tax increases that never seemed to have any sunsets and never produced as many jobs as they were promised. Now they're saying this will have to have an annual funding mechanism so that the legislature will have more control, and yet they're not winning any fans with the way they're doing this with non-disclosure agreements.
There's a lot of secrecy in this process, certainly as there often is in Lansing. I thought it was extraordinary. The MEDC, the agency that handles economic development in Michigan, in order to brief legislators on what sort of projects they're pitching now that they want these new tax breaks for, they required lawmakers to sign a non-disclosure agreement, NDAs between government bodies, which seems like a new step in terms of secrecy. I mean, you can't negotiate these things entirely in public. Certainly, companies want to keep their private business private, but you're also dealing with taxpayer dollars, and taxpayers deserve to know what's going on.
Yeah, that seemed certainly unprecedented. And at the same time that we're speaking about transparency on that front, you're doing a deep dive into that with your Crane's Forum, talking about ways that we can improve transparency. And I know that Chad Livengood is who better, as he has been, like any other Capitol reporter, stymied at one point or another by the incredibly draconian sunshine laws that we have here in the state of Michigan.
Absolutely. Michigan is definitely a laggard in terms of freedom of information and sunshine. Large portions of our government are exempt from it, such as the executive branch and the legislature. Chad this month in the Cranes Forum section looks at 10 kind of big ideas to make Michigan's government more responsive, more transparent, I might argue more effective. You know, we've gotten used to gridlock in Lansing. We've just been talking about various issues of secrecy. Chad looks at, you know, I can give you a specific example that he looks at, term limits. We've had term limits for almost 30 years. We've seen the result of it. It has resulted in a legislators who don't really have very much experience doing their jobs. Someone with just a few years in the legislature can rise to become to leadership posts, essentially becoming the CEO of the legislature. You know, there were cons to the old way too. Incumbents their jobs were essentially lifetime appointments, and they were seen as only answering to lobbyists as they became more and more Lansing creatures. But this section floats ideas for fixing that, you know, and perhaps one of those is not necessarily to repeal term limits entirely, but to extend them so that you can serve 16 years in either house, which would double the current term limit. Just a lot of smart ideas here. One I will bring up is the idea of holding, you know, the difficulty here is changing the state constitution. That's necessarily a tough process, but one thing we do every 16 years is we vote on whether to hold a constitutional convention in Michigan, in order to propose new amendments or even a whole new constitution. Last time this was done was in the early 1960s. So, next time we vote on that is 2026. So,
yeah, and as you point out, I mean, we've got speakers that have only had a few years of experience and are only in the job 2 years and then are gone. It seems like there's a revolving door on the speaker's office, and that's one of those areas where it does benefit that the person been there has, you know, longstanding relationships with colleagues. The other big story that we're watching, and this is a look ahead, today we've got the announcement coming from Stephen Ross and Chris Illich about the new Center for Innovation. It was supposed to be on the jail site. Now we know it's going to be in District Detroit. That is a big win for Detroit moving forward with that.
Absolutely. We're interested to see where it goes. It's a big step forward for the district. U of M, also a big step into Detroit for U of M. They're also renovating the Rackham building in Midtown, $40 million renovation. So that's another step into Detroit by the biggest, you know, the state's most prestigious university.
Yeah, it looks like it's going to go somewhere west of the Fox, and we know land assembly has always been a challenge. It appears they got it done. Mike Lee, have a great week. Thanks for being with us.
Thanks, Guy.
And we will be back.